Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. Every farmer grows food. Food is meant to be eaten. A celebrity chef recently toured South Dakota.
Japanese celebrity chef and social media influencer Rika Yukamasa recently spent a week traveling South Dakota with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the South Dakota Beef Council, visiting ranches, restaurants, and butcher shops. The trip was the latest effort of the American Beef Journey campaign in Japan to tell the story of U.S. beef production. U.S. beef features prominently in Chef Rika's recipes, so she says it's important to her to share the story of U.S. ranch families.
With the story, we can start to tell how cattle are taken care. It's not that all the producers are trying to just make money or business. It's that they're trying to take care of the whole system, including the soil, grass, water, and so that they can produce something better for the future. So I would like to be in the position to tell the story for them.
One of the ranches she visited was the Kamak Ranch in Union Center, South Dakota. Reed Kamak says it's a rare but important opportunity to speak directly to Japanese consumers.
I think it's important to tell our story, whether it's, you know, somebody from Minneapolis or somebody from Tokyo like we have here today. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about animal agriculture worldwide, really. And the meat export deal is a huge part of the overall beef industry in the U.S. and just letting them come on to put boots on the ground, shoes on the ground, see that this is native range. You know, we've got 100 plus species of native range that is still intact because we are raising cattle on it. It has not been put to plow. And it is, you know, it's nature continuing its life cycle and its ecosystem in a healthy, sustainable way.
Video from the week-long trip will be used in U.S. beef promotions in Japan throughout the coming year. For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.
And in the domestic battle against cell-based protein, National Cattlemen's Beef Association says beef producers just want market fairness.
This is not necessarily about being afraid of cell-based protein. It's making sure that they have to follow the same rules that we do. And that is why the announcement from USDA that a certificate of inspection had been provided for this cell-based chicken product was actually a win for us.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall.
We need to be careful on what we want to say about somebody's ability to enter some sort of market, because that can and will be used against us in the future. The biggest burden is on us in continuing to promote our product. We are the preferred protein. I believe we're going to remain the preferred protein, but the way we do that is make sure that everything on that label is clear to the consumer.
This is Inside Agriculture. See you tomorrow morning right here.